Now, a story of collateral damage in the Bernard Madoff scandal. Madoff, of course, is the supposed Wall Street wizard who is giving Charles Ponzi a run for naming rights to an investment pyramid scheme. While such scams require ever-mounting sums of new investors to produce phony profits for earlier investors, Madoff somehow persuaded billionaires, charities, investment firms, university endowments, friends, friends of friends, and even some of their friends, that while it was hard to get in on his fund, there might be room for just one more investor. Well, it's hard for me to weep for people who might have asked exactly what their money was being invested in, but who preferred blissful ignorance so long as the fund paid off. But our next guest, who joins us from Chicago, is feeling the fallout from the Madoff scandal through absolutely no fault of his own. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Ari Madoff, spelled M-A-D-O-F-F, although it's a very soft A these days to distinguish myself from Madoff. And I've been introducing myself recently as Ari, no relation to Bernard Madoff, but that doesn't quite cover it because my grandfather's name is also Bernard Madoff. So I've elongated it to Ari, no relation to the Bernard Madoff you were about to ask me about, Madoff.
Where is your grandfather?
He's a retired shoe store owner, and he lives in a nursing home in Windsor, Ontario.
When did your life take a new turn here, as for the suspicion that you might be somewhere how related to this guy in the news?
A couple weeks ago, once the story broke, I thought, wow, you know, I'd heard the name before. People used to ask me, do you have any relationship to the all-star, superstar, guru of investments, Bernard Madoff, to which I would respond, no. That question started changing a few weeks ago. Do you have any relation to the expletive, expletive, expletive Bernard Madoff? And so I started thinking, I wonder if this is going to have any fallout on my career. I am an attorney, and you know, in this business, that is true to an extent. Your name is your, and your reputation is your strongest commodity that you have.
So, if I'm an opposing lawyer, and I have occasion to mention your name in court, I can imagine purposely mispronouncing it to say, as Mr. Madoff just said,
right. "Your Honor, who are you going to believe, my crook client or this guy Madoff?" it hasn't come up yet. I have introduced myself to some judges, and it's just, I think the unknown is part of the hard part. You don't know quite what's going on in people's heads.
Well, Mr. Madoff, have you considered changing your name?
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, my wife and I are expecting our first kid in March. So my wife sits up at night reading the baby name books, thinking of what would be the most appropriate first name for our coming child. At the same time, I'm toiling over what would be the best last name to pick for our coming young one.
Well, good luck with it, and I hope that, at least for your benefit, the memory of the name will fade.
I hope so.
Ari,
great.
Not Madoff, but Madoff, thanks for talking with us from
Chicago.
Thank
you so much. Take care, Robert.